Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, besties? This is Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined by Austin Kroll. I'm in Charleston and sick as a dog, and Austin is with the salty dogs.
I'm in Orlando. Craig, man, you've been sick for the past like four weeks, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the natural process. It starts in your head and goes to your sinuses, and then now it's in my chest. But it hasn't been painful. It's just more of an annoyance. So I'm sorry that I'm more nasally than usual today. But I should be better soon. But, you know, since it hasn't been, I mean, it sucks because I'm not in Portland. There was just no way I could take the 6.5 hour flight.
Yeah, I was actually wondering, because in our group chat for, you know, working out, I knew that you had to go to Portland. I guess that I just thought that you were going to, yeah, but it makes sense that you're not.
Well, and I'm able to do the important stuff remotely. But anyway, it's been kind of nice. A lot of laying in the bed. Just, I can't imagine how maybe the alcohol just used to kill the germs. But like, if I would have stayed out, you know, past our 2 hour event any longer, I would have cried, but then I would have gotten really sick. But like in the past, I used to do that. So I don't know how I didn't used to get like,
well, I actually did the same thing.
I got the most talkative Uber driver too. And at that point, like I had given my last drop of like energy. 'Cause you know, it turns out I was more sick than I thought. Oh man. And he was like telling me all about his startup and like wanted to know all about the show. 'Cause you know, he picked me up and he saw all the trucks, and I was like super nice, but I was like, little do you know, you know, I had my like head out the window. I was like, please just get me home.
Yeah.
But it's been fine. I watched the new war movie called The Badland or something. It's with the Helmsworth brother. Pretty good. About Delta Force, just tier one stuff.
Shocker.
What's
Craig watched a Delta Force Special Forces movie with some handsome brothers. Shocking.
Yeah.
Craig. How's right up Craig's alley? Well, hold on.
How's Florida?
Well, so I just got here. So after our event on Friday evening, I went home early so I could wake up and drive to Charlotte. So I drove to Charlotte. As you saw, I was even hanging out with some Charleston friends of ours that just moved to Charlotte. And obviously,
shout out Reese.
Shout out Reese. And the girl I'm dating, and just had a day, Craig. I just like a fun day, you know, like I feel like I haven't done one of those days in so long. For some reason, I just like to do it more when I'm out of town, but I just texted a bunch of buddies that I was coming in town. I was like, hey, you know, brunch at 1 o'clock, and then you, like, we're going to this bar where they saved us like a seat outside because it was the Final Four day, and I had a bunch of buddies that went to NC State, and it was beautiful out, and you know, the vibes were just high. It was just I was in Charlotte for like 24 hours, and then I came home yesterday and was just on the couch, you know, like, okay, now you got to go to Orlando. So yeah, I just got to my hotel room in Orlando because I'm meeting up with some distributors and such for Trop Hop, and then I have an event tonight. I don't know if anyone's gonna listen to this by the time that this happens, but the pub, and then tomorrow night at a place called Paddy Wagon. And like, I didn't come here to do that. It's just kind of like an added bonus where the person that I'm coming to meet, my rep in Orlando, was like, do you want to, you know, go to some bars to even make them happy? And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, why not? Let's, you know, pop into some places. So I'm popping into a couple of places. So if you're in Orlando or you go to UCF or whatever, then when you listen to this tonight, Tuesday, come to Paddy Wagon for basically happy hour time. That's where I'll be. Also, Craig, when I checked in, we were talking about the eclipse. Are you going to watch it at all? Like, do you think that you're going to get any coverage in Charleston?
We are. We're not getting a ton of coverage, but I have discovered through my crazy Italian girlfriend that it's terrible, terrible, terrible bad luck to look at the eclipse. And I was like, look, the Italians are a bit dramatic about stuff. And she was like, what?
It took me like a second to register, by the way. I was like, Craig's crazy Italian girlfriend. I was like, who's he talking about?
Oh, yeah. So I was like, look, the Italians are a little dramatic sometimes. Because I texted her. I was like, can I look at the eclipse with sunglasses? Which I still don't know the answer to. And she was like, do not look at the eclipse. So then I was like, look, I'm going to look up what the Native Americans believe. The Native Americans believe the same. That's where it comes from. So the Indians believe that it's basically a private time for the sun and you should not look at it. It is rebirthing and you should manifest during the eclipse. Be very peaceful and just think. Yeah, it's basically a time for like manifestation. So I was like, it might be kind of cool to swim in my pool during it. 3:15 is when it's going to hit here. But I mean, there's some interesting reading on it. Obviously, there's a lot more to it. But I mean, imagine back in the day where you like did not have modern technology and the sun just disappeared. So basically, the Indians believed that the sun was dying and rebirthing, you know, being reborn. And so that you shouldn't look at the celestial death of the sun. And honestly, the last time it happened in 2017, I was very not at peace. I was very disrupted. I was at an event that I didn't know I was going to be at on a Bud Light boat. Yeah. And someone kept fucking talking to me. And
why
weren't
we together?
I don't know where you were probably, I don't know what you were doing, but
I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to find the picture, but sorry, keep going.
I was with the Bud Light guys. And then I looked up because someone was talking to me. And saw it, but I forgot to put my glasses on, so it hurt my eyes. And I was like, yeah, my life was a little unrest after that. So this time, I'm not going to look at it, but I might go outside during it for no really good reason other than
I was out on Folly Beach. No, on Sullivan's at the castle with Shep, and we have a picture of us sitting in the chairs, you know, looking up, you know, being idiots. You know, we had on, you know, the glasses and whatnot. Right. And I guess that's what I did. Okay. And I was trying to wonder when it was. It's like, didn't we just see this? And I thought the last time that we saw it, it was one of those things where I was like, you're not going to see it for another, you know, 150 years or so. We're never going to see it again. I guess I was just completely wrong on that one.
No, that's what they said, and that's what they said about this one. They're all, like, different types. So, like, yeah, okay. It's basically the same thing, but...
So...
Like, this one won't happen again, I think, for, like, 100... I think it's the only time in our life or something.
I saw something really funny that reminded me of you, obviously, because it was a meme where... It was like you and all of the media outlets, right? So all the news outlets being like, don't look at it, don't look at it, don't look at it. And then the person in the meme was like, what don't they want me to see? Like what are you getting at here? What are you trying to hide? And I was like, this has Craig written all over it. Like, what are you trying to hide? Is there a spaceship? It's like not the moon that's blocking it. It's like a spaceship that's going in front. And
yeah,
now you're sitting here saying that, you know, Paige is telling you to not look at it because, you know, it brings you bad luck. I'm like, Paige is
I'm going to watch. Yeah, Paige is in on it now. I'm going to watch like videos of it, pictures of it. But last time I looked at it and the immediate years after were not, you know, we're just chaotic. So maybe this time I'll try something new.
Okay. Like you're buying in. You're buying into this thing.
But I wish there I had an animal though. Apparently the animals act nutty. And like if you have an animal, you should be like recording them today. So I texted
Could be some great videos.
Yeah, because I mean there is some like nutty stuff that happens with the poles and like the magnetic fields and like everything is like lining up and like I think it's a little more weird than people realize. Like I think it's a lot bigger of a celestial event than just like there a shadow coming. I don't know, but apparently animals act nutty, and so I texted my brother's fiance Anna and I was like, hey, film Ace and Kona today. And
yeah, she, like, definitely.
She even laughed at me, but she's like me, but
I'm gonna start texting some people.
Yeah, tell your friends. And she was like, why, is there any specific reason? And I was like, well, apparently they get like a little funny during the eclipse. And then Paige was like, Polo, her parents or her dog at her parents' house, she's like, he'll just be sleeping. And Polo can't like walk really well anymore. And I was like, watch your parents like walk into the kitchen and Polo be on top of the kitchen like table.
I just texted Whitney because he's my friend who has the most amount of animals. He has like six dogs. And I was just like, film all of your dogs during the eclipse. Apparently they're supposed to go a little nutty. I mean, it's not bad. He has a shit ton of dogs.
All right, besties, and with that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. All right, and welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer.
When's the last? I feel like you've been sick more than me recently. This is the first time I've been sick since we were in Aspen together when I got like the beginning of COVID. Because when I got COVID, I didn't get sick. But remember February?
Dustin and Paulina or
no.
At Cloud Nine.
When you and I were staying in that like townhouse.
So if you're paying attention, Craig has gotten sick every single time that we've gone to Aspen. Because that is mentioned three separate times.
That's true.
But before the wedding. Yeah.
No. I think that was just from partying.
Which time then?
I got sick. Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever year COVID was, in January.
Right. Okay, so.
But I haven't been sick in like a couple of years because I just never got sick during COVID.
I was sick twice in a 1 month span and it was really annoying. So like February 15th, it was the week leading up to me going to Mexico, which I was like, praise be. Because if I would have been sick in Mexico, I would have been very upset. But then when I got back from Mexico, a week passed and then I got sick again. And I it was like a sickness, Craig, where like I kept on waking up, right? Because I broke my fever on that sickness probably like six times. One time I broke it three times in one night. And I was like, is this ever going to go away? Like, am I just like a sickly child now? And I was texting, you know, my doctor every day being like, it's getting worse and I don't know what to do. So I got sick twice in like a month span or like a 3.5 week span. And that sucked. And I have no idea what it was, Craig, because I went and got like a bunch of blood work done, like a bunch of blood work. I mean, my doctor was like, all right, well, you really haven't gotten blood work taken in a couple of years. So this is kind of like a good excuse to do so. And so he did blood work for like cholesterol and HIV, you know, and all these things. And I was like, okay. And he was like, it all kind of came back, you know, negative. He was like, you know, your cholesterol could be better anyways.
Yeah. That was the only thing bad with mine. Out. But then there's a bunch of people on Instagram that say that that's bullshit. Because like all of my levels were good except my LDLs, like the bad cholesterol. And now there's, but they basically they're like, you eat too much cheese. And I was like, I eat a lot of cheese.
Right. I mean, it could have come back, man, because, you know, when you're sick, you only have like one decent meal in you like a day, in my opinion, right? Because, man, the rest of the time you're like, food just doesn't interest me. So like for that one meal that you want to eat when you're sick, you know, you're like, okay, I want, you know, Chinese food or like Chick-fil-A or, so I probably was on like,
you should not be eating that when you're sick, by the way.
But like when I'm sick, I don't want to eat is what I'm saying. And it's like, I don't think about it at all. Cause I'm like, nah. And then when I begin to feel like a little better as the day sort of progresses, I'm like, what's the one meal that I want to eat? And yeah, it ends up being like a shitty meal that I probably shouldn't be eating. So when I got my blood work taken, it was probably a combination of a few things.
Two things. One, I randomly was wearing, I don't sleep in a shirt, but I was randomly wearing a t-shirt. One of my new James Purse shirts, shout out to them just because their shirts are great. When I broke my fever. And so when I woke up, all of the shit was in my shirt instead of like in my, like my sheets weren't wet. My body wasn't freezing because it was basically like, I don't know why I've never thought of this before. And now I feel really stupid because usually I have to wake up and like towel off and then sleep on a towel and I'm always so cold. But just by wearing a shirt, it absorbed all of my sweat. But anyway, that's kind of too much information. But I ordered $400 or $300 worth of food one of the days that I was sick and I didn't eat any of it. And I had, it was all desserts. I ordered all desserts from places because I had like this crazy sweet tooth and I ended up just eating chicken and stars soup and Rao's chicken noodle soup. And then I was finally able to eat Panera soups.
Wait, this is going to sound kind of dumb, but what app do you use to order like all sorts of different shit from all sorts of different places? Cause like I can't do that on Uber Eats.
Yeah, you can. Now you can.
Really?
Yeah, I had three different orders going at one time where I was like tracking the cars and they were all coming at the same time and I was like laughing.
Oh. So like you ordered like simultaneous orders. It wasn't like one driver went here and then they went there and then they went there. Like you ordered three separate orders at once.
Yeah, I did, but that's because I'm stupid and financially irresponsible when it comes to ordering food.
I love that. And you might have just...
But...
Yeah.
Yes, you can add on DoorDash or Uber Eats for free and like you don't have to pay the extra $3 like delivery charge, but you can do multiple orders at once in Uber Eats or DoorDash or Instacart. And so I had this, there was like a, it was so weird. I ordered from a breakfast place. I ordered from a French cafe. And then somewhere else. And like, I couldn't freaking taste anything. So I was like, I'm not going to eat these pastries if I can't taste them. I also like really am scared of stomach issues. And fortunately I've stayed away from that on being sick, but I was like, do not press your luck. Like don't eat something you shouldn't be fucking eating. Like I ordered fucking Papa John's. Apparently I'm a Domino's guy because I ordered Papa John's pizza and they put all of my toppings on the pizza and then put the cheese over it. So my pizza was all lumpy instead of it being like...
At Papa John's?
Yeah.
Dude, Papa John's is my go-to.
But why did they put the cheese on top of my toppings? Because then it was lumpy. I want like Lido's pizza's amazing. But like, I don't know where... I want like a flat New York-style pizza with toppings on top of the cheese. That's what I want.
Charleston doesn't really have that, but I did see something where like a New York pizza style place is opened in Mount Pleasant, so maybe that's closer to you. Damn it, what was I gonna say? When I checked into the hotel, Craig, they gave me these moon pies, and since my flight was like at 8 a.m I'm sitting here and I'm like, do not eat these moon pies, right? I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my God, they look so good. I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch yet. Like I just got to the hotel and I'm like, you know, and they were like, you know, happy like eclipse day. Here's some moon pies. And I should have been like, I don't want these moon pies.
If it was a banana one, I would eat it.
They're staring at me, Craig. You know, these are chocolate. I don't know if I've had a moon pie and I can't. Are these been Little Debbie's? No, they're not.
There's it's like a crust and marshmallow inside.
Oh, and it sounds so good.
There's you should like just no throw reason. One away right now because you're going to eat one. Yeah. There you go.
Trash. Okay. Gone. Dude. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's take a quick break. Like,
yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back for the eclipse. Good. Welcome back, besties, after a quick little break. I'm in Charleston. Austin is in Orlando doing stuff, appearances, and beer stuff for Trop Hop, which is exciting. How's the weather down there?
76 degrees, Craig, and I brought a bathing suit because there's a lazy river at my hotel. And what's really funny, too, Craig, is that I'm looking out my window. I mean, I forget that, like, Orlando is just, like, the, like, ground zero of all the parks, right? So all the billboards on the way in were like, you know, face the Yeti at, you know, whatever, you know, swim park, and, you know, climb back in Everest at SeaWorld. So all the billboards are for the attractions to go to the roller coasters. I'm looking out my window right now, and in the distance, I just see a bunch of huge ass roller coasters. And there's a bunch of people down at the pool. So
I'm a huge water park guy and a huge lazy river fan. If a hotel has a lazy river, I'll probably just book it because you're catching me with that amenity. I'm a sucker for amenities.
Yeah. It's actually why
Myrtle Beach has a lot. And they're funny.
I might go down to the lazy river tomorrow because I don't have a meeting until like a 2 o'clock lunch thing. So I might go down to the pool tomorrow morning, get some rays. Yeah. Because 76, man, the Charleston weather is being like hot and cold quite, you know, literally, and it's annoying me. So
yeah, Florida's a little more consistent.
Florida is a little consistent. It's not overly hot. It's really nice. That is happening.
We got to do Harry Potter World when I finish watching. I started the fourth one.
Okay.
But I mean,
dude, Harry Potter World, Craig, is so here's what we do. You're like me, like in this sense. So we go to the boardwalk at Universal. We stay at the Hard Rock Hotel. And the Hard Rock, we literally can walk there. And our room keys are fast passes. And they also give us access to the parks.
Oh, dude, I can feel it. I can already feel it in my soul.
An hour prior to the parks man opening, we can get access. And obviously, people will beeline it to freaking Harry Potter World. So like we can get there early and do all these things, and we'll fit you for a wand. We'll drink some butter beer. We'll obviously ride all the rides. We had Hagrid's man motorbike ride. There's all sorts of sweet shit. I haven't been in years.
Is your wand work?
I know that.
Like first off?
Yes. So like what you have around the park are these like secret kind of places. So that when you tap the wand on it, something magical happens, right? You know,
yeah, that's
like
cool.
A fountain, you know, starts to spin in water, like all sorts of stuff.
What's
like
butter book, beer taste, you know,
flies
like?
Across. Man, in the book they describe it so good, but like it honestly is like really, really freaking good. It tastes like, man, butterscotch, like, you know, buttercream.
But is it beer?
No.
Oh, it's not? Oh, this whole time I thought it was beer.
No, it's a non-alk. And I mean, you know, of course they serve alk there,
right?
But they serve like, you know, Yingling, and like, that's it, I think. It's like, hey, you either order butterbeer or Yingling. And I was like, damn, man, what did Yingling do to get this partnership?
How was your facility today? I saw your story.
It was cool. Yeah. So you're talking about the warehouse where they store all of the Trop Hop that we sell here in Central Florida. And it was cool. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, just for Florida. That was just for Florida. Gotcha.
That's like just meant for Central Florida.
Gotcha.
Like
gotcha.
Orlando to Lauderdale, basically. And there's another facility in Miami, another. But Yeah, you know, it's always cool to walk through, and you know, a distributor has like 25 brands, right? So I was just like, hey, I got lost in, you know, Trop Up, and a lot of guys are like, okay, yeah, maybe don't care, but like, it was cool, man, to meet a couple of the girls, and they were like, oh shit, Austin, oh my god, hey. So that was cool. It was neat.
That is
to see the people, man, behind the scenes, people that deal with my stuff, right? And like, I walked into like a meeting, well, kind of like a meeting, and sitting on the table, man, they had all this like, even Chop Hop POS, which means point of sale, not a piece of shit. And I was like, oh shit, that's awesome. And they were like, oh, what's up, man? You know? And I was like, that's cool. You guys are actively working to push Chop Hop and make people drink it. So that made me feel good. Now I'm sitting in my hotel room. I'm literally here for one night. I'm pulling a Craig Pond over. I'm taking the red eye tomorrow.
What time is it?
Well, I don't know. Well, okay, it's not technically a red eye. I mean, because I land in Charleston at like 12:45.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, I think anything after midnight when you land is technically a red eye.
So yeah. And then I'm coming. Yeah. And then I'm going to my distributor in Charleston on Wednesday morning. I'm going to bring them a bunch of Bodega sandwiches. Shout out Bodega.
I got that delivered too.
Oh, really? Do they deliver?
Yeah, Bodega delivers now. And it brings me to a very important part. They're fire. And I got some drink that had coconut whip on top, like coconut foam. It was like a tea. It was really good.
From Bodega?
Yeah. But they could work on their packaging a little bit. But it was great. I mean, the food tastes amazing. The sandwiches were good. But our phone numbers, I guess, have been leaked, you know, on the internet, basically. And now, if you call me and I don't have your number, and you say, is this Craig, when I answer the phone, without introducing yourself, I will hang up and block your number. And so I ordered Bodega, and the phone rings, and I said, hello, and instead of being like, hey, this is Christiane from Bodega, is this Craig? She just kept saying, is this Craig? Is this Craig? And I was like, okay. So I hung up and blocked the number. And then I, like, you know, 10 minutes later, see that I have this voicemail from Uber Eats. And it's like, you know, hey, this is Bodega. We just wanted to call and tell you that we're out of potatoes. Like, do you still want us to make your, like, sandwich and your meal? And I was like, motherfucker, yes, I want the meal. I don't even care about the potatoes. But you know, at night it's been happening, and people are like, is this Craig? Like, you know, is this Craig? And I'm like, we have to go back to the old days of phone, of calling someone before caller ID. You introduce, you say, hello, this is your name, where you're calling from, and then you can ask whatever, and it will put the person that you're calling at ease.
Okay. I don't
know if that's a normal person problem. Okay. Or not, but
I've been getting lots of.
Because you say, who is this? You know, and they're like,
Yeah. I mean, someone would be like, hey, what are you up to this weekend? And yeah. Like, I'll send them back like a emoji, like, you know, who is this? You know, tell me everything before I respond to you. Really silly. And a couple of them send, you know, lewd photographs. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, block. Someone just texted me, man, yesterday, like, oh my God, man, you don't remember me? I'm like, sorry, if your number's not saved, then no, I don't.
Did you watch the Tetris movie?
Yes. No. Wait, no. The Pac-Man movie.
Yeah,
Adam Sandler? Or no, it's a Tetris
movie. No, that movie's awesome. I love those movies. I watched Nice Guy again last night. Is it called Good Guy? No, Free Good Guy. Free Guy. Don't have a good
Ryan day. Reynolds.
Have a great day. Yeah, but there's a movie about Tetris and like how it had to do with the Cold War and like the Russians and shit and like the Game Boy.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a
state
secret.
Not even like a conspiracy theory?
No. It's like, the guy that created Tetris. It's a movie about him. And like he went to the Russians and stuff. Well, I am crashing a little bit, so let's do some questions. Do you want to do a question or two? Or?
I mean, sure. I like kind of got to run here soon.
Okay, let's just do a question then. You pick one.
Dude, I don't even see the questions. Did Nick send us something?
Yeah, I'm on the April 2nd outline.
Okay. This is a good one. Number 6. I'm going to read that. You ready?
Yeah.
I met a girl recently out of state and instantly clicked. She actually slid into my boy's DMs. That's what I'm taking that as. My DMs boys.
No. Yes.
Oh, no. Like she actually slid into my DMs, boys, or she slid into my boy's DMs.
No. What are you dyslexic?
She actually slid into my DMs, boys.
Yeah, he's celebrating.
Hey, dude, the power of a comma, Craig. There could have been a comma after she actually slid into my DMs, comma, boys.
Yeah, Nick. Come on, Nick. Yeah. When you slide your questions in here, use a comma.
Okay. She actually slid into my DMs, boys. However, she is like 8 hours away. Do I give it a shot or not deal with what could be?
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying that you instantly clicked, then you cannot just immediately listen to what, everyone says, like, oh, distance, without, giving it a go for yourself. 8 hours is tough, but if you clicked, then you freaking go for it, man.
It's an hour flight, less than an hour flight.
Well, not everyone can just, jump on an airplane willingly. But yes.
Yeah, but you're right. But yes, you don't want to be a what if guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm dating someone who's 3 hours away and, it's an easier drive for me, but
I'm 12 hours.
And Craig's 12 hours and it's not hindering either of us.
That's true.
Okay, Craig, read one.
We're actually in the most stable relationships out of the near term. I've been feeling disconnected from my friends and family lately. I am craving deeper, more meaningful relationships. What are some ways I can strengthen my connections with others and foster more authentic bonds? It's an interesting question because I don't want to say that I relate to it as intensely, but I understand what you're saying. Like sometimes I think like, you know what? Like screw all of like the other people out there. Like I really just want to like become better friends. Like I want to get closer to the people that are in my inner circle. Like you want to become like better friends with your family members and partners is how I'm reading it. Austin, you have a good relationship with your family. What's your advice?
Well,
I'm not saying that I don't, I'm just
right. Right. I mean, I was, I mean, reading this question and I was actually like, this is such a good question that you read, Craig, because I was like, what are some ways I can strengthen
quality time is, yeah, I think for me, it's really quality time and putting your phone down. It's never been an issue in my life or whatever, but I noticed that, if I'm home, or like if my brother's visiting or if I'm with Paige or something, like just by putting the phones down for a little bit unlocks a whole new level of conversation. Like even if you're watching something together and yeah, it used to be a no-brainer, but nowadays it's really not. And I think like that's one small adjustment.
Yeah. I think that's great advice. I think that a word that I want to use here is intention. Like be like intentional with who you choose to spend time with. I mean, it's a word that I'm focusing on more, to be more intentional with who you choose to spend time with and how you choose to spend it. Kind of like what Craig said, like I used to wake up in the morning and I'm not saying that this person is writing in, you know, does this, but I'm sure like a lot of us do. It's like you wake up in the morning and like before you almost do fucking anything else, you're like, let me jump up on TikTok or, you know, on the gram. But it's almost like a second nature. Like I swear I can be on freaking Instagram, you know, in two swipes. I'm like, swipe up, boom, you know, and I'm on it. And I'm like, I was just on it. So I certainly try to like, I'm trying to break that pattern of like not, you know, jumping onto social media, and to Craig's point, to like not be on your phone and to just be like intentional with what you want to talk about and who you want to talk to and who you want to spend time with.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's great. And I think you will see, I think phone detoxes are important. And even just starting, I mean, nothing about this, you know, alludes to the fact that you are on your phone too much, but at least in like my life, like, yeah, just put your phone down and all of a sudden your connections do become stronger with the people around you. You know, if you play a lot of video games, like I caught myself the other day, I was FaceTiming with Paige and I was scrolling while we were talking and I was like, damn, dude, like you were so excited to talk to her and tell her something. And damn, now you're lost scrolling while she just told you a story and she, you know, and now you're not engaged. Like she doesn't have 100% of your attention. And so I think we can get a little more distracted, you know, and I think the little bit adds up, like, you know, not being there all the way can add up. So maybe a little bit of a technology detox. Go for a walk with
that. That was a nice deep sort of question to, you know, end on. So
yeah, it was tough.
All right, besties. Well, thanks for spending time with us on this lovely Tuesday. Craig powered through his sickness. I'm in a hotel room in Florida. But we still did the dang thing. Thanks for hanging out with us. And remember, come out to Paddy Wagon tonight in Orlando if you're around, and let's have some crop pops before I head off to the airport for my flight. Much love, guys, and we'll see you on Thursday.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.